WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. Still broadcasting on AM 1570, hoping folks are setting the dial. We are sort of resetting 25 years here. It's our 25th anniversary on August the 3rd. I am putting together an amazing crab cake tour for the fall with oysters and beer. As Jimmy Buffett once sang, give me oysters and beer for dinner every day of the year, and I'll be fine. I'll be just fine. It is all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour next week. I'm wearing my Costas shirt. They gave me a white one. I have my old gold one. I'm going to retire this one at some point. Although they are a nice fit. We're going to be in Dundalk kicking off the spring version of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, and we're going to be hot and furious. Next week, we're at Costas on Wednesday, 2 to 5. We're going to be at Fadley's at the old Lexington Market on Friday. Now, that's the day after opening day, the day that Bruce Springsteen's in town with the E Street Band, and the Eagles are in town on Saturday, opening the new CFG Bank Arena. All of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'm going to be giving these away at Fadley's as well as at Costas. We're going to be at Captain Larry's later in the month on the 27th of April. Our friends from Raskin Global, Leonard Raskin, brings the crab mallets. I think he's coming over to Costas next week as well. And our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. It's been one of the great things I've done, especially now that the bugs are spawning out here. This guy has been sitting in for John Martin the last 2 weeks. He is going to be with us next week as well. I think I may have asked him if he's ever been to Costas Inn or Drug City or ever been to Dundalk or ever over the bridge. One thing I've learned, and this is very – he's a Pittsburgh guy, so, like, don't – I wore the black and gold for you, Seth Elkin, okay? You happy?
I'm very happy. In fact, I was going to ask where I can get myself one of those T-shirts. It's my colors, so that's good.
You can get it at the bar at Costas.
And I'm going to get one.
You know what? They're literally right next to the Maryland Lottery dispensary machine, and they have the God machine there. They have the one that's like the big Viking refrigerator. It's gigantic, you know, as opposed to the little guys, because I've seen the little ones too. How are you? You're the director of something there. You're sort of acting this and doing that, but you're going to be coming to Costas next week with me. Are you a crab eater being a Pittsburgh guy? I mean, let's get serious about this.
Well, you know, I'm partial to sandwiches with French fries on them, which is what we do in
Pittsburgh.
Get
your hands dirty. I mean,
and pierogies. Guy. That's what we do in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but maybe those with forks, dude.
But a good crab cake, you can't beat a good crab cake.
No, so crabs. Do you eat crabs?
I'm not a big crab eater, but the crab cake, that's a whole different story. Crab cake's a different story. So I'll try to sneak
guy.
One
Soft.
Of those. I'm going to be on the clock while I'm over there. So I don't know if I'm going to be caught wolfing down a crab cake while I'm working, but I'm going to try and get one while I'm there.
I know your boss. I'm going to make this part of the routine. I'm going to make you sit in and eat, because that's what the crab cake tour is all about. Seth Elkin is with us this week. So first things first, we have huge jackpots. My wife's excited about this. I pulled into the ROFO. I got chicken for lunch at Royal Farms on Tuesday. And literally, I when I see three digits and three digits, I know I smell jackpot fever.
Yeah, we're starting to climb up there little by little. You don't notice it, and then all of a sudden, Mega Millions is $355 million for Friday night, and the Powerball jackpot is $132 million. So we're in triple digits for both of them, and that's where it starts.
That's
to get
probably right getting. Between where Lamar Jackson is and where Eric DaCosta is.
Maybe he should buy a Mega Millions ticket. Maybe that's the answer to Baltimore's problem right now.
Oh.
Lamar buys a Mega Millions ticket and everything is solved. You know, make a difference there.
You guys are celebrating and we're celebrating together. And, you know, it goes without saying, I've known Roz a long, long, long time from Reisterstown Road. I've known John a long time in that he's been here and he spent his formative days in Ohio. You're from Pennsylvania. Carol came in across the border, you know, as well. So, I mean, I've known all of you for so long, but this 50th anniversary thing, this is really where it's kicking off a little bit. And we're kicking off the Crab Cake Tour in conjunction with you. And I'm going places. I mean, I got Pappas up in Harford County. They just opened. I'm trying to get the right date up there. We may wind up in Parkville or Cockeys. We're leaving Glen Burnie. Glen Burnie would be great, too, because I haven't been down there in a while. But part of this is going neighborhood to neighborhood and doing all of this. And for 50 years of the lottery, and you guys have these gold tickets. You got a $5 million winner last week off a scratch-off. Never been done in the history of the state. But you're taking this little tour out with John, who's the significant guy and runs the place, and all of you and all of these really cool old branding. You put up the old Maryland Lottery logo last week. I see you got the red L behind you, but there's the blue L and you got the legacy tickets. Show everybody those legacy tickets.
The $1 Maryland Lottery logo ticket. And I'm glad I'm not the only one that feels this way about this. There are four different designs of this ticket with the old historic logos. And I'll tell you, after we talked last week, there were probably three or four of my coworkers who I saw posted the art of this ticket on their social media feeds. Everybody just loves the retro feel of this, the nostalgia.
I don't have one. So, that would cost me $4 to get this far, wouldn't it?
We're going to hook you up next week.
All I got to do is go to Costas or Drug City or any of our places that obviously engage with the Maryland Lottery and sell Maryland Lottery tickets. It's ubiquitous, bro. Like, I mean, I like for 30 years on the radio here, when Buddy used to come into the studio, when they would have a 1 million or a 5 million or sometimes 100 million, because I've been on the air 31 years too. I mean, I've been here for 60% plus of this, of the time of all of this. But for you guys to go around the places that have been with you for 50 years, I mean, that's, you're not 50 years old, I don't think.
Plus one.
You're 51?
Yep.
You're doing pretty. You don't look 51, dude.
Well, except for the hair loss, you know.
No, I had no idea you're 51. I thought you were like in your 30s. I swear to God, I did.
I appreciate.
No, I really did. But so I'm 54, and I do remember. I literally remember these in the late 70s when they came. And I've kidded John about how the gray stuff would always get like matted up, you know, when you scratched it off. And you were really afraid that if you used a dime versus a nickel or a penny on the edging as to how you wouldn't scratch it, right? And I'll just say this. Costas is a place, 71, it says here. I don't really remember life without Costas because my pop worked at the Point. And my pop went by Pop's Diner, which is on the other corner, Pop's Tavern, excuse me, which is the other side. And Costas has been there forever. But it for a business to be here 50 years later and still selling lottery tickets, that's something you really want to – that's what you're about as the lottery, right?
And that's, I think, a big part of what our planning for these kinds of events. We're going to be at a number of places over the next few months, but Costas next week is the first one of them where we're going to recognize our legacy retailers and kind of celebrate with them. And it's a really important partnership. And, you know, when you stop and think about the numbers that the lottery has generated, and we toss these numbers around so much, maybe sometimes we don't stop and think about what they mean. You know, the lottery has contributed more than $18.6 billion to the state over the course of its five decades, has paid more than $31.5 million in prizes to players. And to get to the retailer part of this, we've paid almost $3 billion in retailer commissions over the course of 50 years.
Say that again. That's with a B.
$3 billion.
Steve Bisciotti's going to get more than that for the Ravens. I'm just like, so's Daniel Snyder this week. But I just want to like put into perspective how much money that is. So $3 billion over these 50 years have gone to the neighborhood. They sell a ticket. They get 5 cents for selling the ticket. They sell a winning ticket. They get a prize, right? They're with you for 50 years. It is, I want to make this clear. It is a part of the way the Costas family has paid its employees and gathered money in the same way they have a whiskey line. They sold crabs and crab cakes and carry out and like all of that. And that's just my family and Costas. I mean, Costas has been with me for 20 years. I mean, all of this century for sure. Costas has been a sponsor of mine. I have businesses. I'm 31 years into this. Tony Tochterman at Tochterman's of Tackle in Fells Point, one of my original sponsors, he's still there. But there are three or four businesses that were my original, giving me $75 a week, letting me DJ on weekends in 1991 and 92. And I know it means the world to me that those people and those businesses are still there. And I would think that Mr. Costas, when I go and see him, first of all, he's going to offer me free beer. He's that guy. And I always say, no beer, I'm driving. You know what I mean? I'm driving. But he's always trying to give me beer. And I'm going to ask him, and he's got stage fright. I don't know that I'm going to get him on the show, but I'm going to beg him to come on. I really want to ask him the first time somebody came into his place and said, we're going to sell lottery tickets in here, and we want you to put this computer or box, or I don't even know how it was done in 1973, which is going to be part of the fun for me, is learning these original distributors. You know, a guy like you or a pretty girl probably wasn't a pretty girl in 1972, quite frankly, knocking on the door as a salesperson saying, we have this paperwork for you to sign to be in on this legal and I'll say it out loud, numbers racket, right? I mean, in 1971, right? Like, and this thing became, in the same way that we talk about prohibition or cannabis or now sports wagering, where I can bet on the Final Four this weekend responsibly, as we remind everybody in March, or on opening day or on baseball, anything. Like, the world's changed so much, but I can't imagine in 1973, you're selling probably not even crabs or crab cakes then. I'd have to ask them what, I think they were a breakfast diner then, like in 19, you know, they were that kind of, they were 2 years old, right? I want to learn about where a business meets the lottery and 50 years later, still here.
Yeah. You know, it's something that I've stopped and thought about as we've celebrated this anniversary this year. You know, there is a very large amount of work that goes in and a lot of moving parts to running the lottery. You know, when you come in from the outside and you've never been here before, you kind of think it's simple. Okay, we print the tickets, we sell the tickets, we make the money. How hard can this really be, right? But there are so many moving parts to a lottery operation. And stop and think about exactly what you're saying. Go back 50 years to the opening of the lottery office in January of 1973. You've got to get a network of retailers across the state set up. And I believe the number that I've seen is that the lottery launched in the spring of 1973 with 3,800 locations across the state where you could buy tickets. So think about the logistics that were involved using 1970s technology.
You wanted to be in every neighborhood. And in our neighborhood, and I've told this, and this family, I want to give them a shout out because they're near dear to my heart. Jerry Zanino, Larry Zanino, the Zanino family that I grew up with, Sandy I grew up with, they had a little corner store in my neighborhood. They had a sub shop. Mr. Frank cut the meat. It was the place where I went as a little boy. It was the first place I left my parents to go across the street and buy candy bar for a nickel, right? Buy soda, buy Fanta drinks, buy red cream soda, you know, all of that as a little boy. It makes me smile because, like, I remember my friends walking up there. They sold lottery tickets. And I'm 5 years old in 1973. And so I'm going to go find Larry Zanino and find his family and find one of the patriarchs there and find out, because they were the neighbor. There were two places to get numbers in my neighborhood. There was the East Point liquor store in the mall. You had to cross the avenue to get there. But in the neighborhood, there was only one place you could get tickets. I mean, there's no internet. There's no nothing, right? So somebody from your office came in there and they were thrilled to be selling the tickets, because Miss Edie, two doors down, Miss Louise, they played the lottery all the time. They would send the kids up to get tickets. And of course, they would never let us do that back in the 70s because we weren't of age. And the Zanino family were the purveyors. They had beer, you know, like all of that. They were the neighborhood sandwich shop. And this is what my neighborhood was in 1973 with the lottery. And they sold tickets. And I'm just fascinated as to how you start something like that, right? Like, literally at that point in life, we had telephones is all we had.
I think that's, it's sort of an amazing story to think about how to get that off the ground and how to get it launched. And 50 years later, you're talking about, again, $3 billion in commissions that we've paid retailers every time you buy a ticket, every time you cash a ticket in a store.
Think about the Zanino family at that time. They're like, we're going to make $200 extra a month from selling lottery tickets. And that's a source of revenue.
It's a heck of a lot more than that now. The average retailer commission last year was $47,000. So it's really grown to a tremendous business for our retailers.
I don't think I've ever said this in 2 years. Like, this is, I learn things. I like to promote the fact that it's business and that the money goes to good causes and helps schools. I mean, it funds things. The lottery funds lots of things, as is sports wagering now that it's, the numbers are legal and we can do it. I'm going to be sitting at Hollywood Casino for opening day on Thursday. I'm looking forward to sitting at Barstool Sports and watching the O's. You guys have, I'll give you a chance to do home run. But when I learn on the show is when I love it. And I had never really thought so much about the local stores and what it's meant, how much money Costas Inn and has made from selling lottery tickets that's helped feed their family and put their kids through school and keep their business running. I think that needs to be said.
It's one of the things we're proud of, is that it is supporting local businesses across the state. You know, there are all kinds of stores and retailers that sell tickets, and many of them are locally owned mom and pop places like Costas. And we're really happy that we have that relationship with them for that long.
All right, so a lot of tickets. We got Froggers, right? We got obviously the old schoolers. We're doing all of that. But it's baseball, all right? And I want to give you a little oxygen here with the Orioles because we're all familiar with this, but people really win. And I know this. I've been on the air for 31 years, right? So I've been getting email for 25 years of it. And in the early days, the only way I would know people is they would send me email, nasty at WNST.net. Even before there was a WNST.net, I was nasty at PC BankNet. I was nasty at Baltimore.net at one point. So I had different emails. And I would see names pop up. And damn if Scott Garceau or, you know, John Miller or Fred Manfra or Michael Redguy would do a lottery reading and there'd be a name up. And I'd see Joseph Elliott of Dundalk. I'm like, whoa! I know him, you know, so that's part of it for me. Now, sometimes there are people from Hagerstown or Lord knows Cumberland that I don't know or couldn't know. But there have been so many fans of mine or baseball fans who play the game and I see their name up and I'm like, hey, they're playing for Joe for Glen Burnie. I know that guy. That guy was on my road trip.
Yeah, and we just had the first drawing, actually, for the Home Run Richest contestant of the game promotion. So the first month's worth of winners are now posted on our website. So as you say, every day you can go and look and see who the Orioles are playing for that day. And every home run the Orioles hit is going to be worth $500 to that person who's the contestant of the game. Plus they win $500 just for being drawn. And then of course there's that 50th home run, which is going to be worth $50,000 to whoever the contestant of the game is in that game. And that's something we're having a lot of fun with. $50,000 for our 50th anniversary on the 50th home run. You catch the drift there? So,
well, yeah, I'm down. I'm just laughing because my wife loves to play the lottery. You know this, but she's a jackpot player. I mean, she really is. I mean, even with all these scratch-offs we give away and whatnot, that's not her jam. Her jam's the jackpot. But I keep thinking to myself how much fun it would be. I'd say to her, instead of the 20 on the jackpot, just get into the Oriole thing. You know, I want you in that because on July 19th, I want them to be playing for – I want them to have to say her name on the broadcast and have her be a winner. So if there's one thing that I want my wife in on, it's having somebody hit a home run to make her – tell everybody how to play again. So how would my wife play? What does she got to do? We're going to be at Costas or Royal Farms where she buys her tickets at Royal Farms. She really does.
Yep. So it's the Home Run Riches Progressive Jackpot Fast Play game. So these are fast play tickets that you can buy at any terminal or out of any vending machine. It's a fast play game, so you can win instantly on the ticket. But whether you win or not, you can enter your Home Run Riches Fast Play ticket for a chance to be a contestant of the game. And we draw one contestant of the game for each Orioles regular season game. And as I said, we've already got the first month's worth of games drawn, but there are monthly drawings to select the rest of the winners throughout the season. Any ticket that you enter stays in the pool for the rest of the promotion. So you have a chance on any ticket that you enter, and we'll be drawing those winners as we go along in the season. And we're waiting on that 50th home run, which I believe was June 4th of last year was when the Orioles hit number 50. So we're going to be paying a lot of attention in late May, early June to see when that 50th home run hits and who that contestant is for that game. That's going to be fun for us.
Well, my wife has all the tools on her app to make this happen. So her birthday's May 31st. So you said June 5th. So, you know, somewhere in there. And they're going to hit more home runs this year. I'm convinced of that, right?
Let's hope so. Yeah.
Well, they moved the fence back last year, which, you know, we'll see how that plays out in year two. Last thing for you, I've communicated with the leader of your tribe up there in Pittsburgh this week because it was the owners' meetings. So Mike Tomlin and I exchanged our usual pleasantries, not at the pool at the Biltmore, but via satellite and text. So I just want you to know I've been in communication with your people up there prior to the draft. We're still in the same division. It's still – I don't know if you've heard because you live here in Baltimore, Seth – we've got some quarterback issues here. Are you aware of this?
Minor issue. I've heard a little bit about it. Yeah. What do you know? Anything special you know?
You know, I'm going to tell you what I tell everyone else at these cocktail parties and the networking where I go around. They come up to me, wherever I am, Costas next week. I was at Squires in Dundalk last week. Hey, Nasty, what are you thinking of Lamar thing? and I'll say, do you want a 30-second soundbite? It's so complicated. And it's so interesting, and it's not me taking phone calls like over to competitors, or whatever. Like, I'm talking to Lee Steinberg here about it, right? Like, I'm talking to Peter King about it here, right? So in the last couple of weeks, I have really tried to talk to everybody, and everyone has something interesting to say, something different to say regarding union, collusion, race. I mean, it's been all sorts of. It's an intriguing story. I mean, the franchise, the non-exclusive franchise, other owners, trade, money, capologist, draft, all of it's included in all of this. And because of that, I'm not tired of talking about it, but I want an outcome. Because I want to beat the Steelers. I want to beat Joe Burrow, you know?
We've got our own quarterback issues in Pittsburgh. We got to make sure we get the right guy. I think we do. But, you know, that's the interesting thing is in Pittsburgh, I don't think anybody's worried about what's happening with Lamar Jackson. We're worried about our own team.
Listen, last thing I'm going to say to you, because I don't know what – well, you're going to be on the show next week because I'm going to slide you and get a crab cake. Don't tell John. but my son and his wife – I went to State College last week to see Springsteen, so I was up with yins and not. I got some ice cream and did the Peachy Paterno, did all that. My son that weekend went to see John Mayer in Pittsburgh. Man, my daughter-in-law, they fell in love with Pittsburgh. So, like, don't tell anybody. But, you know, Pittsburgh's nice. It's okay. I don't want to – you know. I want them to welcome me back next year. It's so bad that I got to be nice to Pittsburgh people. Seth, I appreciate you. Crab cakes. I'm going to teach you how to eat a crab the proper way. Once I teach you the right way.
I'm looking forward to it.
Just get your hands dirty, all right? Just open your mind. Bring me a permani. I'll open my mind to that, and you can open your mind to
here we go.
And pierogies we have in common because my wife eats them for Christmas because she's that way. I am Nestor. He's Seth Elkin from the Maryland Lottery. We'll be gathering next week celebrating, really, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, kicking off the 50th anniversary. We have scratch-offs to give away from the Maryland Lottery. Our friends at Window Nation will be there. There's a rumor that the Dundalk High Hall of Fame poobahs will all be at Costas next week. That's on Wednesday. Friday, we're going to be at Fadley's at Lexington Market celebrating the opening of a beautiful new arena that I've waited my lifetime. The boss is in town. The great, great Nils Lofgren's going to be in town next week. Don Henley's going to be in town next week. Opening day. The Yankees are going to be in town next week. Big week around here. I am Nestor. We are WNST. AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.